Thank you, Ian. Well, we've reached our last set of news. Another mixed bag with, as usual, problems with roadworks, then changes at a local primary school, reminders of a quirky Broads building, walking football, a £2 coin for sale, and goals stop the post. Off we go. Work on a long-awaited pedestrian crossing had to be abandoned the day after it started when it triggered traffic gridlock near major superstores. People were caught in lengthy jams because of the work to install a double toucan crossing on William Forest Way at Longwater Retail Park. The work to put in a crossing between Aldi and Sainsbury's was due to last 9 weeks. But the lane closures meant shoppers and people living on the Queen's Hill estate in Cossey were caught up in the jams, with some saying they'd been stuck for 40 minutes or more. Less than 24 hours after the work began, Norfolk County Council intervened and ordered that the work be suspended. The construction of the crossing has been at the centre of a long-running legal wrangle. Supermarket chain Aldi and housing developer Persimmon had been at loggerheads over which of them was liable to build it before an agreement was reached, thought to be a joint project.
A city school is beginning a new, unique chapter after officially becoming part of a multi-academy trust. Kinsale Infant School in Helsdon, which recently retained its good rating after an Ofsted inspection, joined the Wensum Trust alongside 12 other schools. The move is to provide a seamless experience for pupils transitioning from early years all the way through to A levels. John Smith, chairman of the Trust, said Kinsale Infant School will form part of the Trust's city hub, where we have children in Helsdon from infant to sixth form.
An aerial photo has revealed a rare glimpse of one of Norfolk's most eccentric buildings. The Dutch Touch is part of a former helter-skelter that once entertained visitors and the end of Britannia Pier in Great Yarmouth. But for more than 100 years, it has sat quirkily and comfortably on the banks of the River Thurne in Potter Heigham, where it serves as a two-storey holiday cottage. Drone photographer Luke Martin took a photo when a reflection of the building's distinctive shape could be seen rippling in the river below. The Dutch Touch, or what remained of the structure, was bought to Potter Heigham in December 1909 after a fire tore through Britannia Pier. In 1910, the lower section was converted into the cottage and still standing today, with the pointed top of the original structure turned into an outbuilding. It's listed at Grade 2 by the Department for Culture, Media and Sport on the advice of Historic England, alongside 4 other water-sized chalets.
A national magazine has named Norfolk among the best spots for a holiday in the UK this summer. The list has been compiled by travel experts at Country Living, with the county coming in 10th place. It joins bucket list destinations, Pembrokeshire and the Cotswolds. Norfolk has been named a top UK staycation for its royal attractions, wonderful wildlife and postcard perfect scenery. The article reads, "Marvel at its windmills, watch the seals and their pups, and be amazed by the unspoilt countryside." It also recommends that visitors explore the area by rail, with several heritage lines running trips this summer, including the North Norfolk Railway's Poppy Line, Bure Valley Railway, and the Mid Norfolk Railway. Country Living is running a trip to the Sandringham Estate this summer, hosted by television historian Lucy Worsley, with the opportunity to take in the Norfolk Broads by paddle boat.
A rare coin has been put up for sale for more than £15,000 in Norfolk. In 1999, The Rugby World Cup was held in the UK, and the Royal Mint released a special edition £2 coin to celebrate. The coin's inscription was designed by Ron Dutton and features a stadium with a rugby ball and goalposts. The year is written around the outside, whilst an image of Queen Elizabeth II appears on the other face. Almost 5 million were released into circulation, and around 200,000 were sold separately as collector's items. An eBay seller based in Norwich has now listed one of theirs for sale on eBay for £15,086.68, calling it a rare coin in the item description. It comes after another seller in Great Yarmouth listed a London Underground £2 coin for sale on the same site for more than £8,000.
A Norwich-based walking football club raised £5,000 for two charities as they staged a major competition. The event, organised by the Norwich Soccer Seniors, welcomed teams from surrounding counties and even one team from Malta, making it probably the largest one-day walking football tournament in the country. About 300 players took part, with 10 referees and many volunteers. The club has raised £25,000 since 2017 and has confirmed £5,000 of the most recent proceeds will go to Priscilla Bacon Hospice and Nua Endocrine Cancer UK. The day was significant for many reasons, including that all of the referees were club members trained by the club. The club also triumphed across all competitions.
Postmen and women are now delivering letters again in a village after swooping gulls stopped mail being posted. The lack of postal services in Wright Close in Caister appears to have been resolved after Royal Mail started delivering in the street again. One of the people who started getting their post again said, "It is nice to get our mail again, but I think the whole thing is still ridiculous." Postal workers had reported being repeatedly plunged at from the sky by gulls whilst attempting their daily rounds. The birds, nesting on rooftops just 300 metres from the sea, became so aggressive that Royal Mail warned that deliveries could be delayed. Managers wrote to several households in the area explaining the disruption. The letter, sent by Royal Mail's customer experience team, apologised and explained that its postmen and women were being harassed mid-round by swooping gulls guarding their chicks.
Well, as we reach the end of this weekly edition, we hope you've enjoyed it. The usual reminder that when you've finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet, turn the address label in the wallet over, and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you're always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today, including those who deal with all our post, edit the news items, and check what we send out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Georgia Richardson. As Lorna said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. I'm sure that you've not forgotten that Just Talk follows on this week, so keep listening. So, now all that remains is for Lorna and me to say We hope you've enjoyed listening, and to say goodbye for this week.